Riviera Radio. Business.
Hello.
Good morning.
Are you going to bully me this morning?
What do you mean?
I had an email from Christine.
Saying what?
I enjoy the banter with you and Henk very much, but I don't like it when he bullies you about how you're miserable on a Tuesday. Tell him from She Who Must Be Obeyed to stop that.
I wouldn't say it's bullying. Listen, occasionally I mention your poor work ethic, your questionable dress sense, your social awkwardness. But beyond that, I'm pretty straight with you, I'll be honest with you.
I have complaints to the headmaster.
Has the headmaster been replying?
He's too busy knocking back Tullamore Dew in Dublin, so...
He's ruling from afar. Good morning.
Okay, right. Markets, better day on Wall Street yesterday. We've got a massive problem in Japan today, though.
Yeah, US stocks climbed higher after what was a volatile session as investors tried to gauge the chance of a second US stimulus package. No tangible progress, but I suppose the two sides are still negotiating, although there's a large gap between what Republicans are prepared to accept and what Democrats have been pushing for in terms of size. So we wait to see how it plays out. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said there's been no agreement on program relief just yet. S&P 500 was up 8.5%, we should remember, in the third quarter, although it has given back some of those gains in September. The index is down more than 6% from the all-time high achieved on the 2nd of September. Real action, as you alluded to, has come through from Tokyo, or lack of action, shall I say, has come through from Tokyo, where the stock exchange halted trading for the entire day. They said that's due to a hardware breakdown, creating the worst ever outage in the world's third largest bourse, where daily turnover accounts for around $22 billion. Markets, we know, have been on a high state of alert just after a cyber attack in New Zealand spurred trading halts over 4 days during the course of August. The TSE has not given a time frame when trading would resume, but may well add to volatility and weigh on market confidence. In saying that, we are looking at a brighter start on the European bourses this morning, where we're currently calling the FTSE up 25 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 56 points. CAC Quant in Paris up 27 points.
All right, don't shout.
Am I shouting?
Yeah.
Is it loud?
No. I haven't got much time this morning, actually, so just got time to do more jobs going in the fossil fuel industry. Is this the shape of things to come? Royal Dutch Shell cutting 9,000 jobs.
Yeah, as the COVID-19 accelerates a company-wide restructuring into low-carbon energy. The move reflects the challenge facing big oil as the pandemic persists, with some in the industry believing the era of demand growth is already over. The crisis, we know, has hastened the shift to cleaner energy. Oil majors have been axing jobs, taking multi-billion dollar write-downs, even slashing the dividends. At Shell, job reductions are between 7,000 and 9,000 expected by the end of 2022. That includes around 1,500 people taking voluntary redundancy during the course of this year. Shell is looking to generate sustainable annual cost savings between $2 and $2.5 billion. Move follows on from rivals. BP said in June it would cut 10,000 jobs. Chevron intends to trim 10 to 15% of its global workforce. Shell also warned of lower sales in the third quarter, saying oil product volumes were around 4 million to 5 million barrels a day, down from 6.7 million barrels a day a year earlier. The company also expects refining margins to be much lower than in the second quarter. Shell shares have been a miserable performer. No real surprise there. They've lost more than half their value over the course of the past year.
Christine says that took you by surprise, didn't it? See, that'll teach you.
Yeah. That's taken me. Most people support me to keep you honest and keep you on the straight and narrow. They don't call it bullying. They call it a dose of reality.
I think I give as good as I get, though, really, don't I? We've been ripping lumps out of each other for the best part of 20 years now.
It's taken its toll, believe me. It's taken its toll on me.
What, do I give you nightmares?
There comes a time at this point in the morning where, the sweat is beading from my brow. I have two shots of whiskey and sit down to do the interview.
Well, because I don't give you an easy ride like Nick Ferrari.
Let's not bring young Nicholas into it.
Young? He's older than me. Quite considerably, I should think. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.29 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.17. Going to get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Try and be nicer tomorrow.
always am on a Friday, best day of the week.
Oh, God. Hank Potts and Barclays.